Good morning. Thank you for this Friday morning for morning devotion. Today we conclude the thought found in 2 Samuel chapter number 18, verse number 33, when David cried, "O my son Absalom, my son, would God I had died for thee." And we've been thinking about that phrase, "Would God I had." Living a life of regret. We've told the story each day this week. But when David should have been at war, leading his army, conquering the foes of Israel, he became complacent and instead stayed home. And there he, although he had many wives and concubines, he looked and saw a woman bathing on a rooftop from the top of the palace. And he saw her, he found out who she was, he sent for her, he committed adultery with her, she conceived, and he had her husband killed. To cover up his sin, and took her to be his wife. Well, seemingly everything was going well until Nathan the prophet walked in and gave a story how that there was a man who had many sheep, and then there was a man who only had one. And the man who had many took the man who only had the one, took his sheep and dressed it and gave it for a traveler that it was passing through. Well, David was very upset by that because the single lamb was like a daughter, Scripture says. And Nathan said, "As the Lord liveth, the man that had done this thing shall surely die." He said to Nathan, "As the Lord liveth, the man that had done this thing shall surely die. And he shall restore the lamb fourfold because he did this thing and because he had no pity." And David said, Nathan said unto David, "Thou art the man. Thou art the man." And he went on to tell him in verse number 10, "Now therefore the sword shall never depart from thine house, because thou hast despised me, and hast taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife." Now that's the first part of this life of regret. And we have counted each time that the sword has claimed the life of someone near to David, the sons of David. First it was the unnamed baby of Bathsheba that died in 2 Samuel 12. And then it was in 2 Samuel 13, it was Amnon who had committed incest with his half-sister, and then the full brother of the girl that he had lay with, Absalom, had Amnon killed. And so we have murder within brothers, within the family. And then, of course, there is the slaughter of Absalom himself. That's found in 2 Samuel 18, after Absalom has successfully threw David out of Jerusalem and overtaken the kingdom. And then, even after David's death, 1 Kings 2, Adonijah was put to death because he tried to take over the throne and to even despite his father's wishes and the coronation of Solomon, tried to take the power by guise and by guile. And so as a result of that, he was put to death. And so four boys, fourfold, just as David had said. But there's one other element that is rarely mentioned, and it's in verse number 11 of our beginning verses, 2 Samuel 12. The Bible says, that I'll take thy wives before thine eyes and give them to thy neighbor, and he shall lie with thy wives in the sight of the sun. Well, that is the final thing. The Bible says in 2 Samuel 16 that came to pass. Ahithophel told Absalom to go into his father's concubines on the housetop in front of everyone. And so he did, and defiled them in the sight of all Israel. So what a life of regret. What a series of tragic events that take place all because of David's sin and refusing to hearken to the words of the Lord. My friend, live life to its fullest, but without a life of regret. Father, we pray that you'd help us to live life within the parameters of the truth of the Word of God. And help us, Lord, to end this life without a life of regret. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great weekend.